This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Well, hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a show lined up for you that you hopefully will find very interesting. Bluegrass music is always filled with jam sessions with people who enjoy sharing their music, and those jam sessions are dependent on you having a certain knowledge of a number of songs and a number of tunes that other people might know. And I've selected a whole bunch of songs for this week's show that you might hear at a jam session, and someone's going to say, hey, do you know that one? And you're going to say, yes, can you kick it off? And they kick it off, and that's the way it goes. So we're going to have a jam session show. The songs may be not quite what you expect from many of the performers, because everyone's got their own take on how you do a different song. And that made for some very interesting researching and finding out different versions of song. I hope you're going to enjoy it. But we're going to kick off with the classic. This is a bluegrass album band with Blue Ridge Cabin Home. This was the song that kicked off their very first album, and it sounds like this.
Where I wandered when I was a lad. There I wandered along to the place I call home, in old Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills above Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. In those Blue Ridge Hills far away, there my mother and dad are laid there to rest. They're sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills above Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. I've been longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on this old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high.
Oh, I love those hills above Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Thank you.
that all jam sessions could sound like that, eh? That sort of sets a benchmark for you. They don't all come out like that, but it's a great song to do, and everyone can join in and think of how J.D. Crowe is playing the banjo. Here's a song from Andy Owens, and this is a bit of a jam session in the studio. Andy Owens is playing mandolin, doing the lead vocals, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Sam Bush on mandolin. He may not be on this track. David Greer on guitar, and Mark Schatz on bass, Jeff Scroggins on banjo, doing a song that we associate with Bill Monroe, written by Virginia Stauffer, and it's called Body and Soul. You just might hear this in a really good jam session. It's a fun song to sing, even though it's pretty sad. Body and Soul, that's what you're going to hear now.
Call of above, body and soul, body and soul. That's how she loves me, with body and soul.
That was Andy Owens doing Body and Soul. And, of course, in a jam session, you're going to have lots of instrumentals, and someone calls out a tune and say, oh, yeah, yeah, we can play that. What key? Make sure you're doing it in the right key. And I've got a tune here One called Soldier's Joy. You've heard that before, and that's coupled with another tune called Fisher's Hornpipe. And I've got it played by Fred Carpenter on the fiddle, Tim May on guitar, and Charlie Chadwick on the bass. And they fine musicians, and they do a great job on these two classic tunes. May not be quite the way that you've got used to them in your jam session, but they sound really great. Here come Soldier's Joy and Fisher's Hornpipe. Sure, if your jam session version of Soldier's Joy and Fisher's Hornpipe sounded like that, but it's something to aspire to, isn't it? I think that must have been Fred Carpenter playing the mandolin as well as the fiddle on that track and doing some serious overdubbing and keeping the energy into the music, because there was a whole heap of energy. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I'm playing tunes that you might hear in a jam session, and there's a whole bunch bunch of different ways to play a tune, and we're finding out some of them. But this is one I sort of went to the source because it was such a nice tune to have in the program, and I really wanted you to hear this gathering of musicians playing it. 1950 it was, and it's the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and at the time they were a very young Bobby Osborne playing guitar, Larry Richardson playing banjo and doing the tenor harmonies to Bobby Osborne, and Ezra Klein on bass, as always in the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and Ray Morgan on fiddle. And here's a tune called Pain in My Heart, which has been covered by a whole bunch of different bluegrass bands at different times, but I thought the original would sound good, and it's very reminiscent of what you might hear in a jam session these days. Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, Pain in My Heart.
When I first met you right from the start, you knew that I loved you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true, and say that you love me, please don't make me blue.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name?
Say goodbye. You know that I love you, for you I would die.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame.
Start. You know that I loved you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true, and say that you love me, please don't make me blue.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name?
Oh, some classic bluegrass music there. Oh, they sound so young, don't they? And it's still a good tune. That's the best thing about bluegrass music is there's some classic tunes in there. It doesn't matter really how you dress them up or dress them down even. They've still got the essence of a really nice tune in there. The words go nicely. They're great fun to join in. People know them. That's what we're doing on this show. It's about tunes you might hear at a jam session. Here's a classic one. This is one of the first tunes that the Hamelin County Bluegrass Band ever learned. We learned it off Earl Taylor doing it. I'm not sure where he learned it, but I have a band called Northern Lights that come from around the Maine area, northeastern USA. And they're a bunch of guys in their middle years. Ben Demarath plays guitar. Bill Henry plays guitar. I think Ben plays mandolin as well. John Daniel plays bass, and Dave Dick plays banjo. They all swap around on instruments, and they all take turns with the lead. So I'm not sure who's doing what on this. But here is a classic, really an old Carter Family tune, which make for some good jam sessions. Bury Me Beneath the Willow.
Thank you. the only one I love. When shall I see her? Oh, no, never, till we meet in heaven above.
Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me.
I believe it untrue, until the angels softly whisper, she will prove untrue to you.
Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me.
Song that is, always has been a good song. That was the Northern Lights Band from Maine, and Bury Me Beneath the Willow. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We come from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. I'm Paul Trenwith, and I've been hosting Back Porch Bluegrass for about 10 years, maybe a little more. And we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. So if you're ever in Hamilton, New Zealand, call in and see Shearer's Music Works. They have a wonderful supply of instruments and accessories and things that you may like to be part of your music. Very helpful people, all the staff and musicians, and they do a fine job of helping you exit the shop with the things that you need. So thank you very much for Shearer's sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been supporting musicians of Hamilton for more than 60 years, so that's a wonderful thing to be able to say. Well, let's get back on with the jam session, shall we? Here's a band called Springfield Exit. And they sound like a pretty competent sort of band. Linda Lay is the lead vocalist and a guitar player. David McLaughlin, mandolin player, and I know him from the Johnson Mountain Boys. Tom Adams on banjo, also with the Johnson Mountain Boys, I understand. David Lay on guitar, and Marshall Wilborn, also Johnson Mountain Boy, on the bass. They do some great music as the band Springfield Exit, and I've picked from their album That Was Then, I've picked Some Old Day, which is a classic Flat and Scrugg song, but it's unusual to hear it sung by a woman. And I think Linda Lay does a wonderful job. Here is Springfield Exit and Some Old Day.
Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old
flat and Scruggs there, and you can imagine standing around in a circle just doing some jamming on that song. I know I've done that and thoroughly enjoyed it too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This song is about songs that you might hear at a jam session, and some of them are done probably a little bit differently from what you might imagine, but most of these songs can be done a variety of ways, and we'll hear about those later on. Let's hear from a band, good band name here, No One You Know. This is from the album Calm Before the Storm. Ramey Bennett plays banjo, Bruce Jones plays dobro, Rachel Burge plays mandolin, Don Anderson plays the upright bass, and Lance Gaynor plays guitar. And they have a bit of help with Ron Stewart doing some fantastic fiddle work, according to the label on the CD cover. They all share the vocals a little bit, and I've picked out the song One Tear, which we always associate with the Osborne Brothers, and great song, and you're likely to hear this in any number of jam sessions. And here is No One You Know. That's a great name. No One You Know are doing the song. Tear, the Osborne Brothers classic, and always sounds good with a little bit of harmony and a little bit of rearrangement going in there. You'll often find that with some of these jam session songs when people do the familiar songs on their albums. They like to put their own touch to them, and that's why they often come up with a slightly different arrangement. It's always one thing that you have to sort out at a jam session is just exactly how you're going to do the tune, how fast, how slow, whether the stops at a certain part. We always do a key change at that point. Maybe not. I've never heard of a key change there before. Let's do it without the key change. Oh, you got to have the key change. Interesting discussion standing around and picking a bit of music. Well, here's a tune that myself and Colin Trenwith recorded back in 1974. We just returned from New Zealand to Australia to work for the Slim Dusty show. And Slim decided that we should have a recording to sell on our shows. So we put together an EP, it was, of four tunes. And one of them was this classic sort of jam session song. But, of course, being smart aleck musicians, we did our own take on the tune, and here's our 1974 recording of the classic Old Joe Clark. I'm not sure if I could play it like this anymore. Ending. I certainly couldn't pull that off these days. That was Old Joe Clark, Paul Trenwith, Colin Trenwith, and Rod Coe, our producer, who was a rock bass player, was playing electric bass, and I was quite fond of having plenty of gutsy bass in the mix, and Rod added a whole new dimension to the music, and Doug Gallagher playing the snare drum in there, and that was our version of Old Joe Clark. I don't think you'd get away with doing the tune like that in a jam session around here, but it was good fun at the time. Another band that was doing a lot of playing around that time was a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And a lot of people thought, they're not bluegrass. But they actually did a whole lot of music brought lots of people into listening to bluegrass music. And they did some wonderful tunes. And they had a slightly sort of country-ish, rockish approach to the music. But they did some wonderful things, particularly with the Will the Circle Be Unbroken albums. And I have an album here called Greatest Hits of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And there's lots of excellent music on this one. When they did the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album, they got Roy Acuff to sing with them. Now, no other bluegrass band had done that before, certainly to my knowledge. And here they are doing the Hank Williams classic with Roy Acuff, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Got to say that right. And it's a classic tune, I Saw the Light.
wayward, so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like an angel in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Blind man, I wandered alone. Wearies and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Well, that's sort of like the ultimate jam session, isn't it? Your old-timers and your young band and there, and Roy Acuff sang the vocals like he belonged in the band. I really think he did a fine job there. And Pete Kirby playing some dobro there, particularly at the end, sounded great. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band got a real thrill out of doing those sessions, and they never realised just how important they would become to the music. But that is a jam session, and that's what the show is all about. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning in. I know the show comes on at different times during the day and night, and sometimes late at night. It sounds like a song, doesn't it? Sometimes late at night. The different time, but you can also tune in, of course, as a podcast to listen anytime. People in Raglan community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, and of course Free FM in Hamilton. It's aired there, and lots of people are listening and saying they are enjoying the show. Of course, there's a lot of people tuning in on podcasts too, all around the world. That is wonderful. I'm amazed that people can do that, and thank you very much. If you need to write to me, as some of you do, it's paultrenwith@gmail.com, and or you can get me through Free FM webpage. They'll forward any emails that you send, and I appreciate any nice comments that you make. And the people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thank you very much. I know that's got a lot of people that listen to all the bluegrass music on that station, and there's a whole bunch of different shows that are wonderful. And Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and the people listening on Access Radio stations in Canada, that's a real privilege to be aired in Canada, and I take a certain amount of pride in doing that. I look at the big map of Canada and think, wow, wonderful that you can hear my radio show over there. Let's get on with the music. One of the tunes you're likely to play in a jam session is Gold Rush. Just a wonderful tune written by Byron Berline and helped out by Bill Munro there. Here is Chad Manning from the great state of California, from his album Chicken on a Rocket Ship. Chad's playing fiddle, Jim Nunnally is playing guitar, and Jody Stetcher is playing mandolin on this tune called Gold Rush. That's an interesting version of Gold Rush, isn't it? With that minor chord put in there. That was Chad Manning. Here's a great Canadian band, Jerusalem Ridge. They did some fine bluegrass over several decades of playing as a band. Different band members every now and then, but that always happens. And here they are doing that Lester Flatt classic, Little Girl of Mine in Tennessee. Jerusalem Ridge.
Down in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee. I know she's waiting there for me. But someday I'll wander back to that little mountain shack. And the little girl of mine in Tennessee. Oh, she's begging not to go. You'll be sorry, dear, I know. For the way that you've been treating me. Lord, I ramble all around and there's nothing to be found but that little girl of mine in Tennessee. Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee. Tennessee. Little girl is waiting there for me. I can see her smiling face waiting for me at the gate down in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. But someday I'll wander back to that little mountain shack and the little girl of mine in Tennessee.
That's the band Jerusalem Ridge with a whole lot of energy singing about their little girl of mine in Tennessee. Well, we've had Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa on the show several times before, and this is from the album Out in the Middle of Nowhere. Wayne writes some wonderful bluegrass music, and I'm not sure if any of his songs have got into the jam session vocabulary of bluegrass musicians yet. They probably should, because he writes great songs, but every now and then he does a classic song. And of course you've got to go to Lester Flatt, and who writes some wonderful bluegrass songs for jam sessions. The band working with Wayne Taylor, Appaloosa, is Emery Lester on mandolin and harmony, Lee Marcus on banjo, and Kenny Hyatt on bass, and they do a lovely job. And Wayne's voice is superb, and here they are doing Why Don't You Tell Me So.
Why it's so lonesome, you see. Now if you have made up your mind, and if you still want me to know, why do you keep me in doubt? Why don't you tell me so? Why don't you tell me so?
Well, another classic bluegrass tune that's worthy of being repeated many times in a jam session. Well, we've just about come to the end of our jam session special. If you're keen on jamming in a bluegrass band, you just learned all the songs that I've played in the last hour or so, and you will be the hero of the jam session, believe me. And there's a whole bunch of ways you can play these tunes, and everyone can enjoy them, everyone can participate. It's good. Couple of things on in the Waikato. This Friday, 13th of October, Morrinsville Country Music Concert, as always in the Rotary. No, it's in the RSA this Friday. I need to say that, RSA, because the Rotary Community Hall is being used for the elections. Hope you've all gone down and voted if you live in New Zealand. Great concert coming up. You ought to go there and see who's playing and who's singing. Also, Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, where we're going to do all these songs again, is on Sunday, the 22nd of October. That's a Labour weekend. So if you're going away, have a good trip. If you're coming to Hamilton, come to Back Porch Bluegrass. We ought to hear from Walden Dahl, because he's travelled to New Zealand, played some music here. From California, he plays guitar and does lead vocals. Paul Shalasky plays fiddle and mandolin and lots of other things. John Plotnick plays banjo. Dean Knight plays a string bass and does a lead vocal on this one. And Walden does the harmony on Osborne's Big Spite Hammer. And we'll probably take it out with this tune. Thank you for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Do it again next week, and I'll have another show lined up for you. Bye.
Still, she's not satisfied. Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Della May, I'll get even someday. It's all for my Della May. Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Della May, I'll get even someday.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.